Welcome to Keep the Ball Rolling, presented by Tommy Media. On today's show, we sit down with sports anchor and reporter Jesse Krall. Jesse worked for Tommy Media for 4 years before graduating St. Thomas and moving to Sioux City, Iowa to begin his career at KCAU9. That and an induction of our new host on the final episode of the semester.
All right, welcome everyone to the final episode of the semester of Keep the Ball Rolling. We have Lauren Andrego here, Brady Hallmeyer, and I'm Damiel Hall. For my last, very last episode, Brady, this is pretty emotional for me.
Hey, it's been a fun run. We built a podcast from the ground up. We got a system in place. Hopefully we can keep this going for many years after.
For sure. Before we get all sentimental and stuff, let's go to our interview with Jesse Krall. He's quite the character, so let's take a look at that.
All right, so we're joined in studio by Jesse Krall.
Let's go, baby.
Long time Eden Prairie Eagle.
Oh, Eagles fly high.
He went to St. Thomas, was a part of Tommy Media, and now he's in Sioux City. He's a sports anchor over there, so welcome in, Jesse.
It's a good time. I always like being back here. I was walking around campus, bringing back the memories of me studying. Actually, no, not studying. What am I saying? I'm just lying to you guys at this point. But I do tell people that I covered a sporting event before my first day of class, so we saw where the path led to.
There you go.
So it's a good time.
Alrighty. So what do we want to talk about here? This is like the first show we have where we like don't have anything mapped out. We're just going to kind of, you know, talk some sports, talk whatever is on our mind. So
hey, that's 4 years of college for me. Honestly, I had nothing mapped out. Let's just get after it. You know, maybe go to class, maybe don't, see what happens. Play Chell, maybe don't play Chell. Hey, what happens? But honestly, yeah, thanks for having me guys in here. I really appreciate it. I've been watching what you guys are doing too. It's crazy. I mean, I've been here, you know, for 4 years, saw, you know, the studio shows, all that stuff, and now you guys are cranking out, like, photo shoots, looking like Vogue and stuff like that, GQ, getting a little jealous, but, yeah, it's definitely it's impressive what you guys are doing in here. I mean, I see all the awards hanging up on the wall. It's like, all right, we're going to crush these U people. I mean, I would go to these places and be like, oh, I'm part of the Daily, and they have some, you know, little attitude to that, but hey, I don't blame them, but at the same time, you know, just wiping them with the floor with the awards, so it's like, hey, just work shows. That's what I like to see, though.
Exactly.
So I'm excited for you boys.
So you're working down in Sioux City. What are you doing down there?
Sports anchor, weekend sports anchor. So I cover sports during the week, and then I anchor, and I still cover sports on the weekend, obviously. But, I mean, we got plenty of teams down there. People are like, where's Sioux City? Well, you know, Iowa, it's just on the west side. And they're like, oh, Sioux Falls? I'm like, no, that's definitely a different state. But, hey, close enough, you know. But, yeah, we got USHL hockey team down there. One of our kids is Ellie Tolvanen. He's in the National Predators organization. He actually was second in points in the Olympics. So, I mean, that was fun to cover. I went to go cover the draft. So that was fun to do. And then, you know, we got minor league baseball teams. We got colleges. We got, you know, high school sports. It's all that stuff. And then you guys obviously are going to know this. Getting into your entry level job is that you're going to be able to cover, you know, so many cool things, but at the same time, it's going to be local stuff. I was up here for the Super Bowl. That was out of hand. That was crazy.
I saw that, yeah.
Oh, my man.
That was so sick.
Well,
I was so jealous.
Oh, the thing is, I was walking by Tom Brady, probably like as close as I am to you, and I'm just looking at him going, this guy's going to hit someone, and I hope it's not me. Honestly, he looks so angry. And then, you know, I saw Gronk. I mean, I don't know how that guy formulates sentences, but hey, it's all good. But yeah, he's talking and stuff like that, and I'm just all trying to take it all in, being like, whoa, okay. Went onto the field afterwards. People are still partying. There's some like random people that weren't even part of the family party, and I'm like, all right, you know what? I'd probably be in the same boat, but I don't even know how you guys got on the field. But hey, it's all good, you know? So that was pretty cool. I mean, the opportunities are endless in this city. That's why I like coming to this school. I mean, Mizzou, I was looking at that. It's Mizzou. It's the number one journalism school, whatever. But I mean, coming here, it's like, you guys got so much at your fingertips. It's amazing.
So you mentioned you covered the NFL draft. Were you actually like on site at the
NHL.
NHL.
But yeah, I was actually on site. I mean, I was, I'm going to be honest, I was fangirling. I mean, Wayne Gretzky's like 2 feet away from me. Mario Lemieux, all these guys. I mean, the San Jose Sharks former coach, I forgot his name. He's coaching Edmonton right now. But, you know, he had some flashy suit. And I'm like, I like those flashy suits. I like that stuff. You know, so I'm talking about that. Just talking to, you know, just talking suits to them and the Oilers head coach. Just, you know, shooting it for 5 minutes, 10 minutes before the NHL draft, the first round, by the way, too, probably the most important pick they had or whatever it was, trying to bounce off Connor McDavid's big year. So I'm like, you know what? I'm down with this. I like this lifestyle. But, you know, I'm watching the draft and everything like that. Like, you know, we had the press box, but it was like, you know, three stories up. I'm like, I'm not going to walk up. So I'm on the floor watching it, and my camera's right next to me, right? So, you know, my light would flicker on and off just randomly. I don't know. Some security guy. Can't film the draft. Sir, it's on a garbage can and it's looking towards the stands. Like, what do you think I'm filming? People cheering? Like, I don't need that. So I'm like, all right, I'll take my camera away and go watch and watch and watch. But the thing is, the reason why I went to the draft is because Ellie Tolvanen, and he was supposed to be top 10 pick. Like, he was top 10 pick. People were loving him, like, eating stuff up. I mean, he led the team in goals. He led the USHL in goals. Like, crazy stuff. Pick after pick after pick after pick after pick. Mm-hmm. Wasn't going. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to stay here another day. Don't get me wrong. I would have loved it.
Yeah.
I had to get up at 7 in the morning the next day after, you know, being up 11 p.m. and then I had to drive an hour, you know, where I was staying. Because I'm not staying downtown Chicago. What do you think? I'm made of money? Come on now. Let's go. You know, but it was fun. It was amazing. I loved it. He finally got picked with the 30th pick. There's 31 teams. So thank God for Vegas, because if there wouldn't have been 31 teams, second round. But, yeah, it was such an amazing experience. I mean, like I said, you guys, I don't know. I tried to, you know, make the most of everything. Like, Wild had an outdoor hockey game 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I tried to apply for credentials that, yeah, we kind of get out of here, kids. But, you know, it's just all that stuff. I mean, you just got to make the most of it. I mean, you guys had Tommy John at Target Field this year.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Please tell me you guys were on the field or something, right?
I was in the stands.
I was in the stands.
Were you in the stands? I was going to say, were you enjoying it the right way or the wrong way?
No, we were in the stands the right way. Yeah.
What about Andrego? Where was she? Please tell me you were on the field.
Yeah, I was on the field. I was doing the video package, but it was impossible to get on and off the field through the actual entrances. So I was going down the student section and climbing over the fence and just making a small jump down to the field. And that ended up being the most efficient way to get on and off, because it was crazy.
Hey, it's better than St. John's, I'll tell you that much. First year, don't know what to expect. I'm just like, what's Tommy Johnny? Sick. Cool football game. No, they're packed on the field, everything like that. People are like 60, 50 years old, whatever. Parents, lawn chairs, been out there since like 3 days before the game starts, sitting there. I'm standing there. Hey, sit down in front. I'm trying to film the game and do my job. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, lady, I'm sorry. I can't control my size. I know I'm a little bigger, but come on now. You got to watch what you're saying here. So, like, they're getting feisty. Meanwhile, like I said, they're Johnny fans. So I'm wearing purple and telling me to, you know, your story, your campus, whatever it says over there, your news. They're like, you're blah, blah, blah. You know, I can't say it on air, but cuss words, cuss words, cuss words. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, hey, you know what? Simmer down now. I go to a co-ed school. You go to all-guys school. So, you know what? Just back off.
They're never going to do Tommy Johnny at St. Thomas or St. John's again, because they don't think either of our stadiums will fit the crowd.
Okay. I'm going to go on a riot right now. You know, I'm going to be back in 5 minutes. I'm going to go out there and just start, you know.
The speculation is that next year it's going to be at the new MN United field, which have you seen the construction?
I've seen it. It looks nice. But that's tradition. You know, like, I've walked in. You know, I saw some girl pass out my third year at St. Thomas, passed out on the thing, and people are just stepping over her. Someone help a girl out. Help a sister out at least. Like, come on. And I'm looking at this like, you know what, I have to work, but it's like, I'm looking at this and like, because I was on the field, so I'm looking at it, I'm going, this is ridiculous. Yeah. And you know, like that bus ride, I never take one because I wasn't able to enjoy a Tommy Johnny until this year, actually. Mm-hmm. But you know, that bus ride out here, that hour bus ride is just, well, first off, the morning session when you're driving up is just excited. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, that sun hits you. You're out there for 3 hours, 3.5 hours, 4 hours. You know, you're having some water. You're having some Coke, you know. No adult beverages, because that's against the rules on the party bus for underage people. So I'm not a rule breaker, folks. I follow the rules, strong and steady, crack the whip. So, you know, that pop drains you. The water kind of drains you. So you're driving down back town and, you know, you're getting back to St. Thomas 5, 6 p.m. You know, you got to rally because, you know, you got to have fruit punch or something. You got to get out. You got to go to O'Gara's. I'm saying no alcohol beverages. If you're under 21, don't do that. No. But, yeah, it was definitely one of those experiences. And I'm kind of salty that you said that now.
I think the different location actually helped them with the alcohol and, like, people passed out because you couldn't bring alcoholic beverages in. It cost $10 to buy a beer at Target Field.
Yeah, you got
to. So by the time everyone got to the game, they were sober. And then they sit there for 4 hours and go back and go to bed. Actually, you know what? I was on the field. I'm only speculating.
Oh, are you speculating? No, sort of drinking water.
If other people in this room are shaking their heads.
No one snuck anything. They didn't sneak anything. I promise you. You know, I was standing at security gates making sure that all the kids that were underage were showing me their IDs. I don't want that.
Thank you. Good Samaritan.
I know, right? That's what I do. That's for my job. I just try to be, you know, the good parent to everyone. You know, just look after everyone. That's all I got to do, you know? I did that in Tommy Media. I was like, you know what? if someone is, you know, I'll look at it for half that bar, you know, drink some water, drink some pop, you know. But yeah, it's, I'm just kind of, I love that tradition. I do. I mean, SportsCenter came up there. Yeah. What was that, junior, senior year, whatever? You were there, weren't you?
Right? Yeah, it was 2015. So it would have been your senior year, my sophomore year.
That was just an experience. I mean, granted, you work for ESPN and SportsCenter. I'm working in Sioux City. These people thought they were like the top of the game. Like people were like, you know, right when they were done with like the whatever you want to say, studio show, whatever, they like ran off set, got into a private car and left. It was like St. John's, the scum of the earth. Well, you know what? That might be true about that, but it's a good place to be, you know, a football game and stuff like that. But yeah, I don't know. That game, it kind of, it's I don't know why they did that, to be honest. But that's just my opinion, you know. Maybe other people, like you said, they can control the alcohol. But it's like, you know what, they're college kids. They do what you got to do. They're going to, either way, if you're at the stadium or you're not, you know, it's going to happen. That's my strong opinion. I'm getting a little salty about that. There you go. You can tell me I'm getting heated.
Yeah. So let's take it back to the EP days, huh?
Oh, let's go. Mullet.
We both went to EP together.
Yes.
Back in the day, you... little heavier on the weight.
Oh, and, you know, like
had the mullet going on.
Let's just say I had a sports bra sometimes when I ran. How about that? But yeah, it's I mean, I don't know, man.
I gotta say, this dude was crazy on the football field. We played football together. He was the type of guy. He'd run off the field, amp up the crowd, go up to the crowd, let's go. He like smack his helmet on his head or something. Like
this. I was psycho kid, like
crazy.
So, you know, let's rewind. I mean, so, you know, I had to gain weight, right? Because I'm in a defensive lineman. You can't have like a twig on there. After practice, I'm not joking, every single day after practice, I'd go to Burger King, 2 rodeo cheeseburgers, and then go home and then eat more food, have a full dinner. I'm talking 2 rodeo cheeseburgers. Yeah. Like, I'm smacking that in Grant Gordo. Me and him would just crush that stuff. I went bankrupt. I'm a high school kid. I don't, you know, whatever. I got free food waiting at home, but I'm buying rodeo cheeseburgers. Just shoveling in as fast as I possibly can just to gain that weight. But, I mean, oh, my gosh, the stuff that would happen. I did that one time, smashed my helmet on my head.
I swear you did.
It happened. Yeah. Coach Hennon turns to me and goes, you do that again, you're not playing. I'm like, all right, let's do it. And then Gordon, a cleat came up and hit him in the nose, blood everywhere. I don't think I've ever been like so jacked up seeing blood. I turn to him and I go, jack it down for like G version, but I'm like, let's go hit him, blah, blah, blah. Like getting jacked up, I throw a water bottle. People are like, this kid's psycho. So then, you know, fast forward to spring break, you know, heavier kid, losing a little weight, you know, you got to get beach bod. Come on now. So I'm, you know, running and stuff, like working out, lose a couple pounds and stuff like that. I'm not kidding you. I had girls on the spring break trip. You know, obviously I knew them. They're like, oh, you're actually a really nice guy. I thought you were crazy. I'm like, thanks. She's like, yeah, how you act on the football field. I was like, yeah, because that's how I'm at. Like, oh, you think I'm in class, like hitting my binder against my head? Come on, math. Let's do it. Math book, algebra. Come on. Like, no. I'm a normal person, you know? You just got to turn it on. I mean, know that. Just got to get jacked up and stuff like that.
You got to. You got to have that guy on your team that gets the crowd amp like that,
too. Yeah, exactly. How do you think I was taking tests? I was like, come on, you got this. Let's do it. And people were looking at me like silent test. My teacher's like, you okay over there? I'm like, no. Can't figure out this problem. But, yeah, it's – I don't know, man. It was – I feel so much better. It's crazy.
How many titles you win? You won one.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Hey,
I got 3.
Oh, who started it though? Exactly. You know, we got the wheels turning. You know, like it's kind of like Benjamin Franklin or not Thomas Edison. You know, he got the light bulb going, but look at above us. We got so many different light bulbs. So
that's true.
Exactly.
That's
you know, true. He started it. I don't know where I'm going with this. Yeah. We're going off the rails here, but I'll bring it back. But yeah, it's honestly, it felt crazy because I mean, freshman year in college, I just I was kind of in that health swing, and I was like, you know. I got to do it. So I'd just eat salads after salads after salads after salads. And, like, kids would just be like, pasta, pizza, you know, like, throwing all this stuff on. Don't get me wrong. That stuff's good. But I was, like, losing weight. And, I mean, it got down to where I was like, all right, maybe let's pack on some. That was, like, 170. For, like, my size, it looked like a twig. I'm like, yikes, brother. Like, it was just bad. And I'm like, all right, maybe just hit the gym a little bit. Like, and it's like, So, yeah, it's – it's been good. St. Thomas treated me well, so, you know.
Did you play football here at all?
I was going to, and then concussions. I was just I'm not messing around with that nonsense. Yeah. Like, that's, you know, I'm already below the average IQ, so if I get my points knocked down even more, it's like, yeah, that kid, we're not going to hire him. He can't even formulate a sentence. You know, I can't formulate a sentence anyway. So it's like, holy smokes, I played football 4 years. Oh, wow. I'd come here. I'd be like, oh, you can't even read the alphabet.
Was the dream always to be in the, maybe after your playing days ended, but to be in journalism and in sports?
So in high school, he knows this. I don't know if they still did it when you were in high school. I mean, I'm not 90 years old. I'm not older than you like that. But so we had a television studio. Mm-hmm. In high school. So, I mean, we had some cool stuff going on every Wednesday and stuff like that.
Eagle Vision News.
Oh, let's go. Let's go with Ralph Ellison. Yep. You took that class. Well, I want to take that class because, it, you know, it was interesting to me and stuff like that. I did want to do this in sophomore year in high school because I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to go to the pros. You know, I'm not gonna be realistic. You know, no matter how much I bulk up and eat, no matter how much I eat Burger King, you know, actually, they'll probably give me a sponsorship. Burger King. No matter how much I eat that, you know, I'm not going to go to the pros. So, you know, I took that class and it was like a lot of, how would you say, I don't want to make fun of these kids, but it was like, you know, it was either going to be nerdy kids or kids that, you know, go to Tommy Johnny, you know, that type of stuff. So I was like in between. So I was like, you know, you got the athlete and then a couple of athletes actually in that class. And then you got like kids that were just like techie kids. I mean, that's not bad. And then you got the kids that just like messed around, screwed off and stuff like that. And don't get me wrong, I screwed off during that class. I'd pull kids out of class, be like, hey, can we interview him for Eagle Vision News? Walked around the school for like 20, 25 minutes, did nothing. No interview came out of that. But yeah, so I got on that. A lot more lenient, I should say. I wore goggles and swimsuits while I was doing it and stuff like that. I mean, I don't think GV would like that, appreciate that here. Coach Cruz comes in, I've got like a crop top on and like one of those mesh jerseys on. Ready, coach? Let's do this thing. Some short jean shorts. But yeah, it's Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite. Yeah. So I don't know. It's it was definitely a fun time. I mean, I knew what I wanted to do since that time. And you know, I job shadowed Paul Allen for one of our business classes, like a career class, whatever you want to call it. Job shadowed him. He was crazy.
That's your boy, Brady.
I know. That's my boy. Exactly. He's great. And, you know, he always hits me and stuff when I run into him. And when I was down in St. Thomas and stuff like that, obviously I'm not running into him in St. Sioux City. But that was fun. Got to meet Jared Allen. He, best compliment I ever got in my life. He goes, I love your mullet. That's when he had a mullet. You know, I'm just like, oh. Let's go, baby. This is what I'm talking about. So, yeah, it was, it's always been, you know, kind of in that works and, you know, kind of molding that and just doing that. And honestly, like, if I wouldn't have been able to get a job, you know, I'd probably be working at Burger King. exactly. Yeah, they're probably loving it. But no, I'd probably be, you know, it'd be interesting to see, like, if I wouldn't have gotten, because people were telling me to get a, you know, reporter job and stuff like that. I'm like, I don't want to do that. Yeah. And that's why if I got, you know, anything for you guys or advice or anything like that, or Andrego, because I know she's graduating, but I don't know if she wants to do sports, but I mean, just stick to it. Honestly, like, it's a lot of hard work, and you guys know that, but I mean, just stick to what you guys are passionate about, because that's what's going to drive you. There's a lot of people in this industry, me and her can touch on this, is that there's people in this industry that do it for the wrong reasons. I mean, there's people that I work with, you know, that you can tell, like, you know, you can just tell, like, you know, they might, Vandy tells you this, like, if you just want to be on TV, it's going to flame out. That feeling of being on TV is going to flame out. Yes, is it cool? I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I get to talk to people and I can connect with people. That's cool. I get to talk to them and, you know, they come up to me and talk to me about sports and everything. That I love that feeling because I'm connecting with them. But I mean, just because, you know, you want to see yourself on TV, like, that's definitely not the right reasons. And, you know, you're passionate about sports, stick to that. Because I mean, I don't call it a job. I have good days and I have bad days, but it's never, or I have good days and I, or I have easy days and I have hard days. It's never a bad day on the job. Mm-hmm. And that's what you want. I mean, you don't want that. You want a good day. I mean, high school softball, nothing against high school girls or anything like that, but would I rather be covering like the Wild or something like that? Mm-hmm. Yes. But, you know, I can't do anything about that. I'm out in the sun, filming softball, having a good time, watching sport. I'm getting paid to film sports. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what else do you want to do? Mm-hmm. You want to do play-by-play and broadcasting. I know that's tough to get into, and you're probably sticking with sports, I assume, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, people are going to tell you it's going to be a tough industry to get into, but at the same time, if you just push yourself and deliver that hard work and keep going and keep going and keep going, and, you know, have that faith too that, you know, something better is going to open up. You just got to have that patience and, you know, have that the guidance, that feeling that you're getting guided somewhere. Like Sioux City, Iowa, I'll be honest. I was like, one, I covered the basketball team going down to the Quad Cities. I drove through Iowa, got 3 speeding tickets. That's my memory of Iowa before working in Iowa. So I'm like, I'm not going here. Two, they had a casino on the shaped as a boat on the river. That's the best thing I knew about Iowa and their corn. But besides that, going in before I graduated, I was like, I don't know if I want work in Iowa, like, and then opportunity knocking on my door. I'm in Boston to get a call. Hey, you got the job. All right, going to Iowa then, I guess. So it's like I'm there, you know, twiddling my thumbs and, you know, what's going on? Why am I here asking that? And I got this one behind me. So, I mean, that's just crazy stuff. I mean, the stuff you'll run into, it's just, you know, destiny. But, yeah, it's
– trust the process,
yeah,
right?
Trust the process. Trust that's what it process, is right there. Yeah, they're working in sports. I like that. Yeah. But, yeah, it's crazy stuff. It's so fun and so amazing. I mean, I don't know where I'm going next. I mean, I've applied for jobs in, you know, Knoxville, Tennessee, Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know, there's a job opening in Honolulu, Hawaii. Why not? You know, I can lay. You know, give me a lay. Give me some Tula skirts. You know, I can shake it with the best of them. You've seen it. Let's go.
You can.
But, you know, it's just that type of atmosphere where you can – it sounds bad, but at the same time, I like traveling. And, you know, I like new experiences. So who knows? I could live in the South, pick up a Southern draw, get some cowboy boots, cowboy hat. Let's do it. Go out east, make some pizza. I don't know. Go down south. I don't – make some tacos, barbecue. Let's do it.
So what's the end goal then? ESPN?
You know, who knows? It's wherever the world takes me. I mean, who knows? Maybe it could be like I took German here. Couldn't speak a lick of it, but maybe they need like a German sportscaster. You know, I can do a thick German accent. And we'll see what happens. But, yeah, it's just fun. I mean, this industry's fun. You get to have so many experiences that, you know, a lot of people – like Super Bowl. I'm not going to pay for whatever $1,000 was a ticket. Sweaty men running up and down the field. You know, I'm not – you know, it's good stuff, but I'm not going to pay that much. So I got that experience, like I said, the NHL draft. Just the stuff you guys have covered. I mean, going in and traveling and stuff like that, covering the sports teams, enjoy that. Because, I mean, that's what it's all about is enjoying that experience. And this is going to sound crazy, but the best experience I've ever had sports-wise at St. Thomas was, I mean, the football bowl, our football bowl, stag bowl, football team. football bowl. Yeah, the football bowl. That's what essentially is called. Is covering that, but then also the women's hockey tournament in where was it? New York or somewhere in New York. Seriously, chick goaltender made 63 saves for St. Thomas. I can't be biased, you know, and I'm off on my chair going, screaming and stuff. Like people are like, this kid's a psycho. Well, see, this is what we all come back to. This kid's a psycho. Yeah, there we go. It all comes back to it. But I'm up on my chair going, this is nuts. They lost, unfortunately. But Plattsburgh State, I'm talking like, not to sound bad, but these girls could have been playing in the NHL. These girls were like 6 foot, maybe two bills. Like they're crushing our girls. And our girls were just determined. I was like, let's go. And then what got me going to and why I wanted the other team to lose, one of our girls got hit from behind like hard and she goes down and she's crumbled in the corner. Whole crowd is cheering. This girl might not, is hurt on, and man. You're cheering. Come on now. Oh, Plattsburgh, New York. Don't go there. Just don't go there. Plattsburgh, New York. I advise you not to go. And Drago, where do we go? Roanoke, Virginia?
Yeah, Salem.
Don't go there either unless you're going to watch the Tommies in the basketball tournament or
the football bowl.
Yeah, the football bowl. There we go. We'll do that. But she was actually part of it too. Is the national tournament for the boys basketball? Yeah. That was fun.
And the scariest plane ride I've ever been on in my life.
Oh, this plane ride looks like there was duct tape.
Did you guys know there are planes that you're on the whole flight and you can see buildings the entire time?
Yeah,
we didn't get above the clouds.
Nope.
And we were shaking.
Like, and it was like,
and we were in the emergency exit row. I don't want to
probably shake that, but it was like, and I'm like, if we go down, you know, we're going down. Like there's, I was right there with her. I was so scared, and I'm like, if we make this, I hope just there's something to eat. And you know what? We didn't have a rental car. I don't even know. We walked everywhere.
We did. Yeah, it was. Which Salem's basically hotels and fast food restaurants and a pretty big basketball court that warrants a national championship returning there every year. But yeah.
They also have the Boston Red Sox A affiliate there. Oh. Don't know why, but yeah.
They don't have the championships there anymore. Did you know that?
Was it like Miami, Florida?
No, they're all over the place.
Yeah, there's Texas, I think, for football.
Girls go to Grand Rapids, Michigan. And yeah, men are going down to Texas, I think.
Oh, come on.
I know.
Virginia. You know, whatever. Yeah, I made the most of it. We made the most. We had fun. But, the crazy thing is, this is the best part about this. And, you know, like I said, I'm, you know, responsible. I'll, crack the whip. So they win the championship, whatever. Pandemonium. Just getting out of control. So they actually go to Buffalo Wild Wings, right? I didn't know about this. I'm the insider. I'm the scoop. I need to know about this insider stuff. I didn't know about this. Whatever. So we pull up to the bus. And we're like, why are we at Buffalo Wild Wings? All of a sudden, place is packed. People from Salem, people from St. Thomas, parents, just place is packed. Everyone's, you know, over 21, drinking responsibly after a national tournament win. It was just, you know, gracious. It was just amazing. Like, it was just everyone coming together. Like, random people from Salem were watching it on the TV because it was on, you know, whatever, ESPNU, whatever it was on. But, I mean, it was nuts. I loved it. It was a good time. Like I said, though, that type of experience where, you know, went to school with Grant Schaefer, seeing that. I mean, you know, I just saw him yesterday, actually, before the concert. But him, just being able to see him win a national championship was just amazing. And seeing a couple of those kids that, you know, I'd seen in class and stuff like that, him in class, and just win a national championship. And that's what I was pulling for some of those football kids. Covering them for 4 years, every single Saturday, it's like, you know, you want to see the national championship. Then seeing them, you know, cry, it was a little, you know, I'll be honest, a little depressing. You know, 4 years of working your tail off, and you end like that, you know, AC. Mm-hmm. Seeing him cry, I've known him since third grade. Mm-hmm. It's like, yikes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it is what it is. It's fun. It was not seeing fun people cry, but it was fun to experience and everything like that. So I hope you guys, I mean, you're graduating. I hope you're graduating, but you got plenty of time, youngin', so you just got to get after it. But, yeah.
Sweet. All right.
Well, you mentioned the concert. Let's talk quickly. You went to Kenny Chesney. What was your experience? I was there, too.
It was it was a pretty fun experience. I got to tell you this much. If you're going to pay that much ticket, because I was on the floor or the pit, the sandbar, as they called it. If you're going to pay that much for a ticket, you better have some, you know, shoulder pads or something, because there was some 50-year-old people. I'm talking 50. Yeah, you hear that right, folks. 50. Like, moms and dads that were getting feisty and pushing and shoving. Yeah. And, you know, obviously I mentioned that she was with me. It's 5 foot tall girl. You think she's going to be able to see over people that are 6 foot, 6'3"? No. So she's getting, you know, she can't see one. Two chicks are, you know, Willow Smith, like, whipping their hair back and forth. And, you know, she's getting hit in the face. And just a miserable time for her. So, I mean, I could see fine. And I'm like, you know what? Probably should move. And, you know, we moved. And, like I said, we got right next to the tee and stuff like that. She was on my shoulders. We're having a good time and stuff like that. So it was an amazing time. He always puts on a great show.
Yeah.
It's going to sound a little weird, but he gets sweaty.
Very sweaty.
Very sweaty, you know.
The whole shirt is drenched.
And I'm like, you know what? He's getting after it. Let's do it. It's like, you know, Old Dominion's chilling up there. Thomas Rhett, yeah, I couldn't really tell. He's wearing a red shirt. So it's just like but, I mean, he was just like, it looked like he went swimming. And that's fine. You know what? Whatever. He rocks out, puts on a good show. I loved it. You know, I was hoping I could throw on one of those helmets he gave out and, you know, smash it against my head. Yeah. But, I mean, that probably wouldn't have been better use for that.
He doesn't stop between songs. Oh, he just goes like...
They
literally don't even stop playing guitar.
No.
Like, they just go right to the next chord.
Yeah, he's
insane.
He's rolling, you know. So it's... the thing is, I've actually heard this multiple times before the concert, too, is that acoustics in U.S. Bank kind of stink.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was... If you were back... whatever, like far up or up in the nosebleeds, and you know, I'm not trying to sound pompous or anything like that, but the peasants up in the top. if you were up there, like it sounds like it's echoing,
yeah.
And it kind of, you know, because I could hear the whatever Brandon Lane, whatever is, yeah, when I'm walking down to the thing, it's just like it sounds like it's echoing, and you know, I got up front, obviously, we could hear it fine, but it's just like, ugh. So, I mean, it is what it is, you can't do anything about it. It's a great time, an amazing time. You know, like I said, responsible. Got to be responsible at those, you know. But it was amazing. I mean, what about you? What's the last concert you've been to?
I went to Kendrick this past summer. Kendrick Lamar.
All right.
I went to Chance, and I went to J. Cole. So it was a fun summer. But
so you're just getting after the concert.
I was getting after it, yeah.
Is Time and Media pay for that, right? All expenses paid, right? You're putting an expense report. That's fine.
I wish.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, but Kenny Chesney's not... You would not see me there.
You really?
No.
Come on now.
No country music for me. I'm sorry.
Oh, what if I get up on there and start playing the guitar? You know, no. Like the yodeling kid.
No. No.
The yodeling kid actually took lessons from me, honestly.
Really? Let's hear some.
She took my baby down to the river. Yeah. She bought me some hot dish and some carrots. That's all I got for you guys. You know.
Beautiful.
You okay back there?
I wasn't really yodeling.
Oh, okay, that's fine. You know what? I'm just trying to get a record deal. You know, everyone's gonna make their way
or
somehow.
Or spot on a Coachella stage.
Oh, you know that too. Or you know, your parents just sell you. Just videotape this kid, Walmart kid. Does anyone know what's going on with that kid? Is he getting a record deal?
Anything? He was at Coachella.
He got a song.
Yeah,
I heard it. I don't know.
His new song is good. I don't want to be negative, Nancy. You know what's gonna happen? So 10 years down the road, this kid's going to be like the cockiest kid ever. He's going to walk into college classes, you know, because he got a free scholarship. I saw that or something like that. I don't know where he's going to go to school, whatever. He probably could get anything now, Harvard yodeling kid. So he's going to walk into class. He's going to be like, hey, ladies, you know what's up? I'm the yodeling kid. And they'll be like, okay, cool. That was 10 years ago. Twitter's not even a thing anymore. Facebook's not a thing anymore. And, you know, he's just going to be cocky. He's going to be one of those kids that celebrities just go downhill. There you go. See? That's just my opinion. You heard it here first.
Do you have any advice for him?
Yeah.
What can you do to avoid that?
All right. So what can you do to avoid it, right? You know, you got to go to more Kenny Chesney concerts, I guess. You know, you just got to, you know, what does he say? Live fast, die young. No, that's definitely not what he says. But no, it's interesting. It's fun to see what that kid's doing and stuff like that. I mean, you're using the best social media you can possibly do. I mean, that's crazy. I always tell people that I don't know if it'd be easier or harder back in the day to get noticed. Because I mean, you've got so many platforms today where you can get noticed singing wise and stuff like that. But I mean, back in the day, it's like, oh, I'm moving to Los Angeles. Okay. Like, funny fact about Brad Pitt is that he literally was 2 weeks away from graduating from Mizzou, left for LA. Two weeks. Wow. Just could have had his degree. Could have been set for life. Could you imagine someone doing that today, right now? Some kid in your finals class, because I know finals are coming up. Some kid in your finals class is like, peace up, A-Town down. I'm going to L.A. I'm going to be in The Real Housewives. Nope, that show doesn't work for him. But he's a guy. Doesn't matter. I'm going to be in, you know, Basketball Wives and whatever it is. But, you know, whatever reality show there is out there, I don't watch reality TV. But, you know, that's crazy. There's so many outlets or whatever you want to call it that you know you can get out there. So congratulations to that kid, but let's see what happens, see if you can sustain it, which you know it's kind of hard when you're building off your social media thing. Like the Catch Me Outside girl, what's she doing? Catch Me Outside. How about you get a degree? So yeah, I don't know, it's interesting stuff.
We've covered a lot. Everything from sports to...
Dr. Phil right here, like, come on now.
Hollywood news.
Yeah, I mean, you want some more, let's go. I hear Kim Kardashian's coming out with a new clothing line. There we got that. Ooh. No, I'm just making this stuff up. I have no clue. Don't take that from me. I'm not the insider with Hollywood, but Sioux City Sports, I got that for you.
All right.
So you guys ever have a question about Sioux City Sports? You need it for Tommy Media Source. I gotcha.
We got a guy for Sioux City.
Yeah, Sioux City. There you go. All
right. So we got to finish it off with one more question from producer Lauren Andrego.
Yes, the hot dog is a sandwich.
All right, that's all we've got for today, everybody. No, so we've got a running tally of the same question we ask. It sounds like you're kind of familiar with the game of basketball.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's kind of hard to ask this question today after last night, but we're going to ask it anyway. Who is the greatest of all time, Michael Jordan or LeBron James?
Okay, you know, hey, I know what you want me to say, and I know what you want to say. I don't know what you want me to say. All right. Come on, Jesse. Don't hit me. Please don't. I feel like I'm going to get hit. You know, growing up as this generation, I love watching LeBron. I do. I really do. But.
Oh, no.
But there's a but there. There's a but there. There's a but. There's a but. There's always a but. But what he did for the game is absolutely insane. Why does LeBron wear 23?
Michael.
Exactly. So you don't see people wearing 33 like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who's, you know, number one in scoring. You don't see, you know, people wearing number 6 for Bill Russell or, you know, I think Wilt Chamberlain was 13. No, it was 23. Everyone wants to wear 23. When you were playing basketball as a kid, you wanted to wear 23. You know, whether I was LeBron or whether I was Michael, you know, it trickles down. It's always going to come back to Michael.
All right. Well, we really appreciate you coming on.
Oh, no problem,
boys. It's been real fun. This is my last episode.
Please don't cry. Lauren's like I said, I'm not seeing any tears from you two, right?
No tears yet.
Not today.
All right. Thanks once again to Jesse Kroll. He gave us a great, great interview there. He even sang for us, which was... I thought he had a beautiful singing voice. What did you think, Freddie?
Yeah, it went all over the board with that interview. I didn't know we'd be talking about yodeling kid and all that in a sports podcast, but we had a good time with Jesse. Right. Yeah. Thanks for him for coming up and doing the show with us.
For sure. All right. This is the end, Brady.
This is our last episode. We're going to wrap it up here in the next few minutes. But, Gamble, I want to thank you and Lauren for helping me. And we had a great semester, and I think keep this going. But it's been fun to work with you guys. It's
been a lot of fun, man.
This has been a lot of fun. I really never thought in 4 years we'd be getting Tommy Media to do a podcast. But this has been a crazy year in Tommy Media. I'm sad to leave.
I know a lot of stuff happened this semester, and it's nice to have this under our belt. Like you said, we built this from scratch. It was a lot of fun. We had the live show. We had, you know, all these coaches come in. We had the athletic director come in. We had Dave Schwartz on for the first episode. So, you know, really building, I think we're setting up the next generation of the Keep the Ball Rolling host pretty well.
Yeah, it's fun when we can be the creators of something and see where it will go in the next few years.
For sure. So, do we want to introduce my replacement?
Let's bring on your replacement. Noah Brown, he's going to be the director of Tommy Media next fall. He's going to join the show as the co-host of Keep the Ball Rolling. Noah, thank you. for accepting the role, and we're glad to have you.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. It's going to be kind of hard to fill the shoes of Gamiel. He left a, it was a great host, left a large hole in this program. I'll do my best to make you proud of Gamiel.
Appreciate that. I have faith in you, Noah. You'll do great.
All right, well, once again, guys, thanks for the great semester. We'll be back in a few weeks, hopefully in the beginning of June. Noah and I will get the show going, bring on some summer guests, maybe just talk a little baseball this summer, but we should be back in a few weeks.
I'll be waiting for the call when you guys bring me on as a guest.
Yeah, same.
We'll definitely have to get you guys on from your respective jobs, wherever you land in the country. But, yeah, it's been fun.
It's been fun. All right. For the last time, goodbye, everyone.